When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for our kiss mating. You're about midway to the midday with our kiss mating. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to our kiss mating. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Woo! Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Is that really hot to you?
I had you a little high. But yeah, whoa, everything sounds
good. Yeah, hot. I was going to say, I feel a little hot. I think you're a little hot. We're all a little hot. Better. Oh, do people hate when we start off with just small talk on the show?
I don't know. I can't tell. Yeah. Like, seriously, I think it's like 50-50.
Because sometimes you just jump right into it, and you know, yeah. Kind of, and sometimes you're like, welcome.
Yeah, I think
Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to be in studio. I had a great time over at Tri-State yesterday, hanging out with Eric and Scott.
Give him the full shout out, Steve.
Sam and all that, man. They always take care of us. They got fruit. They've got like big fruit cups and fruit parfaits and the little Chick-fil-A sandwiches and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they always take care of us really well over there, man. Yeah, it's always fun. They always say you need to come over too, man.
We'll come do a show.
Everybody's really cool over there, man. So we have we always have a good time going in there. Dead period was over, so we got back to work at Holy Cross yesterday. Yeah, back at it today again.
I'm listening. Are you getting nervous?
No, but they're high school kids, so it's like day one back, and it's like, do I not do anything?
Yeah.
You're like, what?
So their conditioning wasn't optimal.
Yeah, and I think you're learning that to play for Coach Lieberman, it's a little different. Yeah, you can't. You're not just playing on a typical, you know. Team, you got to be in shape. You got to stay in shape. Once something small, man, it takes you back. There's guys there, and there's guys coming that are.
Have you yelled at anybody yet?
I mean, not yelled at anybody, but like, you know, during a drill, like, you know, or something, or trying to, yeah. But I mean, we're just teaching right now, so it's so in depth, man. It's so in depth. I mean, just with Lieberman. I mean, I will say they've done a good job at. It's a lot for most of them. Mm-hmm. There's a couple in there that you're like, okay, they're getting it, you know. Mm-hmm. But for most of them, it's a lot, you know.
Like motion or you know.
No,
or,
just the posture. The drill work.
Mm-hmm.
And drill work is repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know this. I mean, drill work is repetitive. And it's like, no, we're going to hand this ball off. You're going to catch it and pound it. Step back. You know,
yep.
we might do this for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is drill work. Like, yeah, it's like we're not even coming close to talking about how we're gonna play.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, like, what do we do? And I think for some of them, it is a little difficult.
Boring?
No, not boring. Mm-hmm. But I think you've got a couple. They're learning to. Okay, this gets me better. Like, and they're seeing results.
Yeah, where you can apply
it. And then some, it's like you can tell they're teaching themselves to keep their focus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, okay, I've got to stay locked in for 25 minutes, and we might just be pounding the ball with her right hand.
Mm.
You know, like, but the name of the game is get open shots, and you're going to get an open shot that way, you know. And high school basketball is totally different from college basketball. Mm. So, yeah, it's fun, though.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's a dog days.
Nikki V in the
booth. They want the boot.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Nikki.
How about that David Johnson on the TBT team?
How about that?
Tasty DJ stuff there.
Coming in hot.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Coming in hot. What you think about it?
I mean, I just love the fact we talked about it yesterday in that photo of that, you know, we'll see maybe about Earl Clark, who knows. But there's
his daughter's here playing AAU.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's right. Not playing.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, yeah.
I got my hopes up.
Yeah, we all of us, and I'm the biggest, listen, I'm the first one that as soon as I saw that picture, I was like, Earl. And then somebody immediately was like, his daughter's, which is kind of crazy. His daughter.
Yeah, I know, right?
Earl Clark's daughter. AAU tournament here in Louisville.
Yeah, that's one right in the age, you know, right in the pills.
It's like class of 27.
Yeah.
It's Elijah.
Yeah,
like, right. Elijah's class 27, you know, or something like that. So yeah, it's I know. I got excited too.
I was so geeked, but it was so cool seeing like so many different generations of Cardinals. Like,
Let me jump in though. Yeah. I am glad that he's over there.
Oh yeah, no, for
still
sure.
Glad he's over there. Yeah,
absolutely. No, absolutely.
That's great for him being over.
Oh yeah, yeah. We need to get that. Make sure that's on the circuit for him.
Yeah,
David Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Hey, they're going to be really good.
Is that a game changer?
Yeah. Trez, I was just gonna say. I mean, you look at last year's team, and you felt like, man, shot here or there. You know, they could. I don't know if they could win it, but they could make it pretty far. You add, because listen, I love my Louisville Cardinals as much as anybody, but like some of these rosters are really, really good. I mean, like, it's not just like, I think some people thought, oh, man, we're putting our team together, and since we love our guys, it's like, oh, nobody's going to have this. And it's like, yes, they are. These TBT teams are really good.
That's been my point.
But when you add two guys fresh out of the league, that's a big-time game changer with David Johnson and Trez to a team, you know, that, I mean, not quite the exact same team, but essentially the same.
And these guys are highly motivated.
Yeah. Well, Trez has said it. I mean, I've said on here openly that I'm like, I said it with Lieberman the other day. I said, I don't love going to the TBT to try to make a roster.
Yeah.
But it can happen,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's why he's open. And like I said, I'm not speaking out of turn. I think he's openly said that he's looking to.
No, he
for another contract.
Yeah, he said it.
Did you read his piece in the Players Tribune?
Yes. Phenomenal.
It was very good.
So good.
It was very, very good.
Talked about him and Paul George getting into it. It made national.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And he talked about, he said, with his time with the Clippers, he said they were running something defensively. So Paul George, basically, Paul George didn't switch a couple times. Trez gets in the back, or I guess Paul George yells at Trez.
Mm-hmm.
They get in the back. Out of sight in the locker room, and Trez is like, okay, now let's talk. And he said Trez basically in front of the whole locker room was like, you know, you're the only blank and blank that don't know the switch
mm-hmm.
in this whole locker room in mm-hmm. front of everybody. Like, you're screwing up, and mm-hmm. you turn around looking at everybody yelling at him.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, and you yelled at me, you know, basically. And then Paul George said something, and I guess Trez is like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to beat Paul George up right now. And so I guess they had a big thing, and then Trez said, and right after that he said he got a call from the Clippers like in the off season that year, and they were just like, yeah, we're gonna go a different direction. He was like, okay, so we know where y'all stand. You know, basically it was Paul George just,
yeah. You think he regrets it?
Yes and no.
He regrets it now. 10 years from now, he won't.
Right.
Ten years from now, he won't regret it.
Yeah, because I think there was probably a lot of people in that locker room were probably like, I'm glad I didn't have to be the one that did it, but I'm glad somebody said something. Yeah, like,
I mean, Trez is spitting facts right now.
Dude, you don't know the defense.
You know, and there's so many ways that that's going to be beneficial to him, too, for the rest of his life. Like for one, he's going to sleep so much better
mm-hmm.
for the next 20 years.
The man Trez will not regret a piece of it.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, if you've done anything somewhat responsible with your money, you're like, screw him.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Now, if you tank out, you're going to think about that extra 17 mil that you probably screwed up by, you know, doing that. But mm-hmm. again, if it's not, if it never becomes a money issue for you, also, there's 12, 13 guys that know
from now on, like, you can, he'll be able to call any one of those 13 teammates and be like, hey, can y'all come to my camp?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a summer camp. Whoever's on that team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You took a fall for us. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you got 13 solid, or 12, I guess, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoever was in that locker room and saw that, they're gonna be there for you.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. For so many reasons, you're like, yep, I can't.
But stand for that. It was neat that it was such a national story the day, you know, or the week leading into the TBT, basically, or the weeks leading into the TBT, because I mean, it got some attention. I know you do. That's why I knew you would like that. Yeah,
I wasn't even gonna say that out loud. Nikki, did you know I hated Paul George?
No, I didn't know that.
Listen, never met the man a day of my life.
But right? I'm listening. I want to know.
I mean, it's okay. It's people that do things that you just say, okay, when you watched a movie or a teen movie, right? Mm-hmm. You always knew when Johnny was gonna be a little too aggressive with the girl. Like, you could tell from the beginning, right when he was walking in the locker, when he was walking up and down the hallways, and he was a bully, you're like, okay, that guy's gonna be a problem at the little house party. You just see it coming a mile away. And it's just the little, you know, microaggressions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Paul, like, I won't go into detail, but Paul George was, I mean, okay, he was like meeting up wifing strippers and just like not me. He was making strippers his girlfriend, and he was just doing stupid stuff, like real idiot stuff. And I'm like, and then it was like, wasn't he like with Doc Rivers' daughter or something?
Yeah, there was, and, it was somebody.
Well, I didn't know that.
He was with Doc Rivers' daughter and was cheating on her with somebody else and got some other girl pregnant, like a stripper pregnant in the middle, and Lil Rivers wanted to beat him up too, you know. It was just like, you're stupid, right?
You're just like, you're just
a complete lack of self-awareness. Yeah, right. Of awareness, you know. And it's like I said, if you go back, go back through the details, so this is 15 years running, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, you're an idiot. And it just irritated me, and I didn't like his on the court persona, you know what I'm saying? It rubbed me the wrong way.
He kind of changed. He was one of the guys that Paul George, and there was another one, I can't remember who it was. I think the Pacers drafted him as well. And they were both kind of in like back-to-back years, and they were both kind of mid-major guys.
Mm-hmm.
And like Paul George early in his career, like the role was, he was the guy that you're like, man, yeah, he's mid-major, you know, and he's made his way up, and it was like hard work guy. And then it was like something just switched. It was like he became like, to me, it's almost like he became an okay loser. Like, it was like, yeah, Paul George is good. He's never good enough, and he's okay with it is what sucks.
And you know what, like little things, like he would do, okay, when LeBron did the Miami thing.
Yeah.
He was one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tried to just,
he was with his sign extension with Indiana.
He tried to be the anti-LeBron.
Yeah, it's wrestling. It's wrestling. It's a never-ending cycle. Nick will agree with me 1,000% on this. Guy gets big. Guy can go to Hollywood. Young star goes after guy. Guy kind of retires. Guy that went after guy becomes big star. Starts going Hollywood. Guy comes after guy.
Yeah.
Big star.
Yeah.
That guy gets big. It's so like when they're all those, like Kevin Durant at the time. Was
Granger.
Like,
yes.
Danny Granger. Good call. Yeah.
I couldn't remember. Yeah. I kept wanting to say.
Thank you guys. It was Danny Granger. Mm-hmm. That's exactly who it was. And they were kind of like the, you know, the two, you know, they kind of come from not Power Five schools, but, you know, I mean, they weren't, like Fresno, Fresno State, something like, you know, but yeah, it's, and so when all those younger guys like Kevin Durant and some of those ones were like, oh, he's doing the, I'm stupid with my team.
Yeah.
Okay, well, wait till you're his age.
Everybody who tried to be the anti-LeBron.
Yeah. Right.
And they all made him wear it, too, just like. Oh, I mean, I only did it because LeBron did it.
Yeah.
Steve was, that was one of the most, right? You absolutely knocked that out,
like,
of the stadium.
Rock hated Cena, or Cena hated Rock because of that. Oh, Rock goes off Cena. Roman hates Cena because of that. You know, that's the, now what, Roman is the.
Right.
Yeah. Paul George is the Jay Cutler
of the NBA. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I like that. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
He's good, but not never good enough.
You don't mess with Jay Cutler, though, Stevie.
No.
Look, Steve has a different level of respect for Jay Cutler.
I know. Listen, man, he changed my life, dude.
Do you know why?
No, I don't know this story. Oh, I just remember Jay Cutler ripping darts on the sideline.
Jay Cutler humbled me in a way I've never been humbled to this day. Well, the only other time I think I was humbled in this manner was the tight end room at Louisville, but Jay did it first. I was like, okay, long story short, it was getting recruited. I took a visit to Vanderbilt, okay? So I'm at Vanderbilt, and to me, I'm like, Vanderbilt's somewhere I could probably play.
Right.
Like, not play, but I could be on the team.
I could,
like,
be here, yeah. I could
get a scholarship, you know? You go down to Vandy, and you're like, I mean, you know, Vandy sucks, even though – They were in a couple of years there where they were not bad.
Yeah, okay. Right.
But so we go down to
Vandy.
And
they are SEC.
Yeah, they're SEC. We go down to Vandy. We're looking around. We're like, you know, the campus is a little, you know, stadium's kind of. So we're down on the field, Nick, and they're, it's their spring game. Okay.
Okay.
Jay Cutler. Okay, well, basically the offensive line walks out. And then, like, I see number 6. And I'm like, is that Jay Cutler? I thought he was an offensive lineman, dude. And it was like, and then he comes over, and we're all the recruits are over there. You know, he comes over, kind of daps everybody up or whatever. You know, I think he was a senior. He was going into his last year, so he's junior, senior, whatever.
So he had no interest in really meeting.
I'll be gone, whatever.
You know, he's one going in one of the top quarters. But the sheer size of him. Like I said, I always tell people there were three moments that made me realize you're not as good as you think you are. And it was that. It was Tennessee watching them. I took a visit to Tennessee watching them stab their hands in salt to callus their fingers over. I was like, this is unreal. And then the tight end room at Louisville. Gary Barnage, Scott Kuhn, those guys. Bruno, it was like, oh, what are we doing? What am I doing here? This is stupid. You're an idiot. You're wasting your time.
The first thing you say is, okay, is there any way I can get around this? Yeah.
It's like, no, there's nothing I can do to be as good as these guys. Like, I'm sorry. There's not.
Let's get to the phone.
Like, don't be a quitter. I'm like, no, you wasn't in that room. You don't know.
Benji, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Benji.
So, Maven, I'm with you. Hang on a second. Got a garbage truck passing in here. All right. So, I'm with you about Paul George. So, I could be wrong, but he had a game where he had like 30 points in the playoffs, and then he called himself Playoff P. And
oh, God, I remember that. I remember that, too. Thank you, Benji.
I think it was Westbrook who called him out on Twitter. I could be wrong about who it was, but I think it was Westbrook that basically straight up called him out, and then Westbrook went out and had like a triple-double that very next game, backing his mouth up, too. But I was like, man, Maven's so right on this. Playoff P.
Playoff
P. Bro.
And it was that's a great call, Benji. Yeah. I appreciate that call. Yeah, it's that guy. Okay.
I completely forgot about Playoff P.
Yeah, and you know, like, it's okay to call yourself, you know, young something or OG. So, you know, like, haha, you know.
Yeah.
But you could tell he was trying to find, like, he was trying to make a brand.
Yeah, right. He was trying to make that.
Again. This is why I brought up his name the other day with the podcast thing. I'm like, you can't be an active player and do podcasting with that kind of podcasting, like where you're actually
exposing secrets and stuff.
It's just like you don't care. You will throw everybody under the bus at any given, again, you could see it.
Yeah.
15 years ago, you could just tell. It's like, you're a piece of crap. You're a piece of, you are a piece of crap. It's just like I said, okay, so Cutler, tight end room.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was the, and Tennessee. The
Tennessee Salt Stabbers.
Yeah,
unreal. it's ridiculous.
It's funny. Look, you made me start thinking about just moments where you know, I probably had one of those moments.
Ooh.
I've said this before. You know what? I'll play that game.
Mm-hmm.
If you know this name.
Was it when Kenya Martin jumped over you?
Wow, you just went 0-60 on that one, bro. David's making a point, and you just went 0 to Kmart.
It would have been.
Okay, fair enough.
But.
Yeah.
I have the video dunking on Kmart. Mm,
that's true.
In Memphis.
Yeah, okay.
I have the almost.
The CUSA tournament?
No, that was a regular season game in Cincy where I almost caught him.
Okay.
Everybody remembers that.
Yeah.
And y'all know I had him. I just screwed it up. And I played against him before college.
Mm.
I played against him in a tournament in Memphis. And I have the footage of that one.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you got footage.
Stuff's
going to be like,
Mess around with me, y'all.
Yeah.
Because your boy, baby, will pull up the footage.
Might put that out.
Rest in peace. Thank you, Charlotte Maven. But Charlotte Maven and her shaky VHS hand.
He was like, well, there was a secret tournament in Memphis one time that. Yeah, it was like a speakeasy tournament.
No, listen.
Yeah, you had to knock on four doors to get in. I dunked on him there, though.
There was a passcode. Where's the passcode? Reggie Miller.
Thank goodness I got this footage.
Steve. Yes.
But, I mean, why start anything? Don't put it out just yet. But anyway.
That's fair.
So, that's why I didn't freak out.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
I saw him and I was like, huh.
Yeah.
I know that dude. Yeah, yeah. I remember you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway. Yeah. Fair enough.
If you know this name, text in 38 31 93 9. If you know this name, call in 81 50 93 9. Bubba Wells.
Mm.
Do you know the name?
Only because Bubba, you told me the Wells. Story.
I haven't heard this one.
Oh my God, yeah. Bubba Wells, Austin Peay. It's like a Alvin Sims. But put 2 inches on Alvin Sims and about 25 more pounds.
Yeah.
And Alvin Sims is
a stout
Bubba
lad.
Wells.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm on my way to Louisville. Like I'm on the clock. Like, you know, I'm already signed, you know, I'm going up there in about a month or something, you know, whatever it was. I'm at Austin Peay in the Red Barn, ironically. Mm-hmm. And we're going back and forth. He's at Austin Peay, Nick. I'm going to Louisville.
Yeah, right.
It's
a different weight class. Yeah,
what
right.
are you talking about? Oh, Jesus Lord. Bubba Wells looked at me and said, you think you can beat me? Imagine if you knew with all of your heart and soul that you're at Austin Peay. So my respect level, I know you're all right, and I see that, you know, you get some national pub and it's cute and everything, and mm-hmm. I've seen you on the court and I'll destroy you, right? I'm going to Louisville. You're at Austin Peay. I'm telling you, he looked at me, and it was so matter-of-factly.
Somebody said, Russellville's finest.
Russellville's finest. Huh. I'm telling you, he was like, you think you can beat me? And I'm like, here's a court right here.
Yeah, let's play.
Like we can settle this right now. And it was like I said, he couldn't wait, and I couldn't wait. Like, imagine just that energy, those two energies. Like, no, we're too tight. What you waiting on? What you waiting on?
Yeah.
Like, it was like that. And he wasted me. He wasted me.
I'm picturing like one of those anime face-offs. Oh, like, and you just get absolutely
because
humbled.
Because that's how I had that energy. I had Titan energy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, I mean, just a jab, step, pump fake. You know, I mean, he's so strong, and he was just so good. And I mean, I'm talking about skunk. Like, it, you know, I 3 to 12.
Damn.
You know, 3 to 12, 4 to 12, maybe. I mean, wasted me. One time he dunked, and I was like, I think the rim broke. So, like, I looked at the rim, and I remember thinking, I think it almost just came out. And I was hoping, kind of like, I hope it's broke.
So we don't have to keep doing
this. So we don't have to finish this, right? But then I was thinking, if he broke a rim on me, I don't know if.
I think he won.
That's tough. You know, let me bring that back around, though, to the beginning of the conversation. You talk about that.
Coach Danforth said, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Where did you know Bubba Wells from, Coach, if you listen? Or just Russell, probably Russell Bill.
Well, it brings it back around, though. That's the thing about these TBT things, man.
Ooh.
You look at them and, like, and granted, now some of our guys that we look at is we still see Peyton and Russ and those guys, the young guys. It's like they're older OGs now too. You know, like they are guys that'll bust somebody, you know, some of these young punks that come out. But man, you learn in these TBT games that it's like, well, I mean, even, you know, Coach Davenport just texted you. I mean, even the Bellarmine team, they've got like 4 national champions on that team. Like, dudes can win. Like they're good. Like, these are dudes that play.
It's probably like, I would say the best blessing I ever got.
Yeah.
For my Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
The Louisville version, had he not gotten that Bubba Wells moment, Marcus probably didn't come in playing. You know, like, it was incredible humbling.
Absolutely.
And it's funny, I remember I got here, I couldn't get around Damian Dantzler.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking, like,
can I see on the team now?
You're used to being able to get around 6'10". What are you doing out here guarding me? You know, like, Troy Jackson.
Yeah.
Troy, I cannot believe he took my money on my first day, Steve.
Yeah.
Troy Jackson. Everybody knows Stevenson Hall and the high basketball goal. I don't have $40 to my name, Nikki, when I get to this campus. And he was like, I remember jumping up trying to grab this rim on campus. I think I had on some Adidas slippers or something, but I still should be able to grab this rim. He was like, I can dunk that vertical. I don't need to step. I'm like, I'll give you $20 right now. Troy Jackson, you're 435 pounds.
Escalade had bounce.
That rim is about 4 inches higher than normal. Four to five.
Yeah.
Oh, I know exactly how much that is.
I was like, you can't dunk that. You can't fit.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't dunk it with a running start. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you.
Yeah.
You're 435 pounds. You're about 6'9" and a half.
Right. You can't generate enough thrust.
You can't. There is no way that you can have 2 feet planted. And not only did he dunk it, he dunked it.
Yeah, with clean. Authority.
Yeah. He dunked it clean. And I
peeled him off.
But then you know what's funny? What kills the argument?
I'm listening.
Sometimes, well, it don't kill the argument, but it's the
reverse.
The snappy. It's like, but then you watch Cooper Flagg in the USA Select. And I'm kind of shocked Team USA didn't pick him up. I mean, he was doing work out there.
You know what, Steve? You know what?
Yeah.
Let me pause you right there.
Okay.
Because I don't even want to put this on document. I don't want to just document it, audio document of what I'm about to say.
Okay.
But it was just a feeling that I got. And the reason I'm What?
I said Marcus hates talking TBT.
That's funny. I don't. Now that David Johnson's on there, I don't.
Yeah, we're back.
I'm serious about that. Yeah. USA. I had a moment where I was curious if I was going to root for them.
Okay.
Mostly. That sounds sacrilegious, doesn't it?
You commie.
Yeah, yeah. I know that.
You'd expect that from me, not you.
Right.
Yesterday.
But Nick hated freedom.
Yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Kawhi Leonard pulled out of Team USA.
Mm-hmm.
Or they said the team Clippers said, you know, hey, he needs to get right for the season.
Yeah.
They, Team USA. Mm-hmm. If you know the roster, Team USA?
Yeah.
Your boy, the point guard from Boston. The one I like.
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Steph. Another point guard. I can't think of his name. You know I've had this problem with the Jaylen Brown situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Stephen A. Smith talking about he's not marketable. You remember I told you?
Oh, well, yeah.
I told you.
You educated me on Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown's resume.
Yeah.
MIT.
Is the most impressive thing.
Youngest, youngest Harvard. I'm just re-racking this for people who are just now listening. He went to Cal. Freshman varsity chess player.
Yep.
Speaks three languages.
Hey, super smart.
Yeah, youngest guy to ever teach a class at Harvard. Teaches, you know, I mean, he's a genius.
Yeah.
He's a story. And the way they're just, it's really uncomfortable the way they're avoiding, you know what I'm saying?
They kind of did it with Myron Roll too, though.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But I still think he got some traffic on his, you know.
He did get more than that. Yeah, like, yeah. It was actually talked about that he was going to
for so many years. What's it called? I forgot the name of it. But
the school.
Yeah, the
I know.
Yeah, I can't.
He's like a super brain surgeon.
Yeah. This is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like his resume is a big deal. And for them to... Kawhi Leonard not to be on that team and you not get Jaylen Brown, who said it in 2003, the highest honor would be to represent my country.
Yeah.
So he's already said it publicly that I would love to play on the USA team. And them to pick up Derek White.
Mm-hmm.
So you got three Boston, Tatum, White, and Holiday. And you don't put the exact same position that Kawhi Leonard was, and you put Derek White, like you lose a starter in Kawhi level guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And go pick up a ninth man, a fifth option on Boston to add to Team USA. And I was like, this is messed up.
Yeah.
This is really, really messed up. And when I thought about that, like I said, I had that little just in my gut, you know, just this is not right. And, you know, of course. And you know, if I see Team USA out there, I'm gonna.
Who'd you pull for?
Yeah, that's I know, right? But just,
yeah,
I had a problem with that. You know, it was a big. Well, problem. I
mean, has anything been said from Jaylen Brown's end?
He tweeted the raised eyebrow emoji.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. Then
yeah, I did see that. Yeah,
I would have a problem with that.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said. Of course, when I see him on a court, I'm gonna cheer for him, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, y'all, you know, you are purposely, you know, keeping this man out of the public eye.
Yeah.
And keeping him off the team. It's kind of crappy. I'd say, well, we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll reset 939 DeVille.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybin. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go any further, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources we have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
I think DJ from Texas is going to be up here tomorrow, he said.
DJ from Texas, yeah. always enjoy getting them in here. Speaking of DJ, you remember how you acted once you get that signee that says, okay, now it goes from cute to I expect to win.
Yeah.
When you add DJ.
Like Boss Man James. Look at him, dude. He's wearing slacks.
Tucked in. Tucked in.
Okay, it was a serious look on his face.
All the producers should have to wear those shirts.
He don't. I know. They should have to dress like him.
You should have to dress like James Black.
Yeah.
We
like a little team.
We almost matched today. Like, we each had the red shirt. Yeah. I got the khaki shorts.
Is your shirt tucked in?
No, it's not tucked in. It's not tucked in.
Look at James, dude.
James has the pants and the belt. And his got it,
dude. Y'all joking on me, but y'all still my guys.
That's how you defuse the situation right there.
Yep. Not participating.
Yeah, I like you.
We're gonna be speaking of DJ.
Mm-hmm. David Johnson.
Now I feel like, okay, he's, like you said, fresh out.
Oh, yeah.
He's the kind of legs I say, okay, now we can, you know, it's like, big, he can take the big guard.
Absolutely.
He can switch. He can give us some physicality, some push and physicality.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Are you worried about La Familia?
They're pretty talented, man. They're pretty talented, but I'll say.
I was wondering, you and I hadn't talked about it, but I know you scroll through Twitter and you're like.
they're pretty talented, but, man, yeah, dang good team, man. I mean, you look at Trez and Shane and Nanu, and you say I know this ain't everybody, but you say, okay, give me those three as a core in my front court, and my back court is a foursome of Peyton, Russ, David Johnson, and Chris Jones. And the TBT, I don't know. It's funny because I don't know that there's anybody built for the TBT better than Chris Jones. And I love Peyton, Russ, and DJ. But it's like, I mean, that seven right there alone, and we're not even talking about Nick Mayo. We haven't talked about Dylan Avar, what he can bring, Kyle Couric, and what he can bring. You know, the different guys that you look down the list and you're like, but man. That's putting together a squad right there. If they added Earl Clark, I'd be like, they're winning everything.
If they added Earl Clark, would you gamble on it?
Yeah, I'd gamble on it.
Are we gonna look at odds? Are they gonna have like Vegas odds? TBT?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you open up. Listen, and don't let it go overstated, man. We're coming up on 4,000 tickets sold. Like, it's incredible. I mean, this opening game against Bellarmine is going to be just fun. It's going to be a lot of names out there.
This whole thing is just one game elimination.
Kind of glad they lost Pedro.
Hey, congratulations, Pedro.
Man, I'm so happy
for him. Congratulations, Pedro.
So happy for him.
Yep.
He grinded when it did not look good. Yep. I remember him sitting in here and we chatted with him. And then he come back over here the one time just to let us know you wasn't here, man. And he was like, he come in and he was like, man, I just want to let you know. Nobody knows yet, but got a nice deal. Finally got one, you know. I was like, man, I'm so happy for him, dude.
And
he's a stud.
Listen, he pushed through, man, where, okay, you know that look? Mm. Like somebody says, man, I'm going to make it. And you say,
I know. Yeah, you're like, ah. Yeah,
like, odds stack, Playboy.
Like, you're going to make money. Mm. You know, like, you wanted to say that. You almost wanted to talk him to, like, well, I mean, yeah, you know, hey, you make money anyway.
Your ass.
Oh, that guy? Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, that's brutal. I mean, that guy right there.
What are we? Tell them what we're looking at.
Nope, not messing with him, man.
It's a sensei.
Yeah,
that was the sensei.
Seriously.
Yeah, there's a guy in a karate gi, a black dude in a karate gi, just walking across the street.
Yeah, just chilling.
Yeah. He's,
what if him and the monk, you know, the monk that walks through here? What if they got in a fight out here? That would
be awesome.
I'd be like, Steve, I can die. Steve, I can die right now.
If they were walking up the street,
they just kind of bumped into each other,
and they just sized each other up. The monk.
They both do the bow, and it's just.
It was just Mortal Kombat.
I would stop talking.
Yeah. Oh, I would.
No, we go to. It would be a 15-minute commercial break.
This is Mortal Kombat. Yeah, this is Mortal Kombat right here. So, they're going to fight to the death.
Someone's going
to
throw a fireball. Yeah. Like, this is going
to
be sick.
They would fight to the death, and then the tow people are going to tow them away while they're fighting.
Not a truer statement.
They drive just to fit in.
Yeah, and you're going to be like, oh my God, he's getting towed. Are they fighting? Is that a fight right there? Oh no, she's punking him. Never mind.
Across the street?
Yeah. Gosh, man. They got to get that.
They got to get rid of
that. That's got to go, man. Like, I'm sorry if you're the Laundry and Tan Connection people and you listen to the show, but like, you got to go.
Or your facelift.
No, you just got to go.
Those, what's the worst part about it? The color?
It's ugly.
The parking lot?
And it's.
This thing's been here for.
Is it weird? I don't hate it. The only thing I dislike about it is it's keeping us from getting a Target.
Yeah, I think
that's the only thing. I don't hate it. It's just
bad, man. It's bad. It's old and it's bad.
Oh, that's a good point. You guys are sports radio hosts. You couldn't even announce a fight for us. Not even a street fight.
Yeah,
I know. But I would just be a kid.
That's the reason I can't do games.
Yeah, I think I would just turn to a child.
Yeah, and it's like I can't commentate a basketball game. I'm like, damn. I was sitting next to Paul Rogers, like, damn, Paul, yeah. see that,
Paul? No. Yeah, no, I'm excited, man. I'm ready to get out there, though. I do think there's going to be a great crowd for TBT. All the games. I mean, we know there's going to be for the first
it's
game.
It's single elimination.
That's it, man. Bellarmine, Bellarmine beats us on the 20th. That's it. Bellarmine moves on, and we're gone.
Survive in advance.
Which I still think people would support the Bellarmine team if that happened.
Yeah, like, how many total teams are there, you know?
Ooh.
How many regions? Like what? Like, give me like let's a rough see. Estimate.
How many teams?
I mean, what, are we talking like 64 total?
Well, what, there's...
64 teams.
Yeah, because there's okay. 8 teams per little region, right? Is it 8 teams per region?
I think it. That sounds something right. Like that, yeah. I think
64
so.
64 teams. Single elimination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hosted across 8 regionals. So that'd be 8.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Trez.
Yep.
Yes, Texter.
Trez still playing. Oh, we got Team Diesel, too. So I guess Shaq's going to be in the building. If not, I don't know how to play, but I mean, I think he's going to be in the building, right? I mean, Shaq's going to be in Louisville.
I mean, why would you not?
Yeah.
Why would you not?
I mean, that'd be cool in itself to get to see Shaq.
In Freedom Hall.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could get him on the air and then he could snub us like he did Andy Sweeney, which was hilarious.
I remember that. What happened with that?
Well, just Andy was trying to get one last question in, and Shaq was like, okay, bye. And just like, you know, once he said like K bye, like,
what
you know,
was he on for?
It was.
Was it Papa John's run or something?
I swear. I just remember. I think there were Yeti cups involved. I don't remember. I think it was like, seriously, like, I think it was some like sponsored thing. And I can't remember if it was with Yeti or if they were giving away Yeti cups as part of the overall promotional thing. But he like came on as part of like a sponsored thing. And then just, you know, kind of stiff arm Sweeney like out the door, which was hilarious.
That's pretty funny. Single elimination is tough.
Yeah, very. Yeah, in any ball game, like, golly.
Did you see North Carolina, what's his name? Baker, Armando Baker.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said?
About St. Peter's?
Yeah. You, like, you and I didn't talk about that.
Like, that's the worst team we played.
Did you hear that, Nikki?
I did not.
Armando Baycott was like, they played St. Peter's the year, right? And
right.
He was like, that was the worst team we played the entire season.
Because didn't Carolina beat them in the Elite Eight?
Yeah, he was like, I don't know how they beat he was like,
how did that happen?
He was like, once they beat Kentucky, I was like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, and then who else did they beat?
Purdue.
Purdue, yeah. Yeah, because I remember he said, yeah, we were just sitting around praying they beat Purdue. He's like, we're going to kill this team. And then they did. Carolina's beat the crap out of them.
It was like,
that was the biggest dud of an Elite Eight. Just like, okay.
It's like,
Carolina moves on.
Yeah, right. Like, I got to talk to you. Like, how did y'all win?
Yeah.
Like, after the game.
God. Yeah, you think of so many years, man. We dodge bullets. Whew. Because didn't Kentucky, like, waste Carolina?
Earlier.
Yeah. Ugh.
Speaking of, that's kind of the point I was going to make when I say a 64 single elimination tournament. It's very tough.
Oh, yeah. It's one game. You could probably, you probably are a Final Four team. Like Kentucky that year, make, it's like they're probably a, you're probably one of the four best teams.
We make fun of them. So
yeah. And it's like, but you lost one game. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You lost.
It doesn't matter.
You suck. Your whole season sucked.
You went from.
You had a National Player of the Year. And look, it was a two seed. A great season. And you suck. Because you lost that one game. It doesn't matter. Speaking of them, man, I mean, speaking of Cooper Flagg, they've released their schedule. They got Cooper Flagg game three.
Kentucky?
Yeah. He looks good, man. Now, I do wonder.
He looks comfortable.
His legend's going to grow after that, in between now and the season. So it's like.
No, Steve, you know it. You know it. Don't be afraid to say it. Don't be afraid to say it. College defenses and college gimmicks and like I said, if you go back and look no further than Quan Four on Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
These teams, a college coach can get you to lock in on a player.
Yeah.
And it's different. A team, it's just different. Like, a college, you can get rid of so much more ego on a college basketball court. You can design a game plan and say, we are not going to let him go this way, and we're not going to let him do this. And you can substitute based on the exact game plan.
Yeah.
It's not like a bunch of, I got him, watch out, I got him. You know, no. We have a team-structured game plan to get him, you know, to make him irrelevant.
Yeah.
And you're right. Legend's going to grow, though. Like I said, and he's going to have plenty of time to just tear people up. And
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And just, you know, but go ahead and get on film.
Yeah.
Or you pull a Kyrie. Yeah, my hamstring.
Yeah, I'm hurting. Yeah.
Hamstring.
Yeah, we're going to have to call, or the, who was it? Oh, my God, Ben Simmons.
Oh, wait, what did he do?
Ben Simmons was literally like, I'm going to, in that documentary, he basically was like, I'm going to dominate this Kentucky game. We're going to beat them in Baton Rouge. And I'm probably going to shut it down. And they showed the clips, and like, he dominates. They beat Kentucky. It's like, he played like four games the rest of the year.
Has anybody worked the system better than Ben Simmons?
And he's like, well, yeah, I'm done.
Has anybody ever worked the system better than Ben Simmons?
Probably not.
Who has had an iron hot strike more than Ben Simmons?
Oh, gosh.
He even got the Rookie of the Year from Donovan.
Yeah.
Oh, he just
in his second year.
He just worked the system. He just worked the system.
Yeah. Absolutely did.
And where is he? What is he doing now? I saw a video that said top 10 luckiest shots, and it was all these like crazy shots, half court shots.
Yeah.
J.R. Ryder. Remember he threw it around his back?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the guy flicked it up over his head, and then it was Ben Simmons. He just shot a regular three. you can play us out. Yeah. Oh, I was not expecting that to be because you know, these were incredible shots,
absolutely,
you know, full
absolutely.
Court shots, and all he did is just from the corner, he just shot a three. That's the top 10. We are rolling along. 939 DeVille.